This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device. All right, what's up, guys? What you're about to see is an interview with two of my favorites, Chantal and Nicole, and we are here at WeWork. They're doing a little WeWork member feature interview situation. So we thought it'd be fun to record it for you, yes. And you can be a part of it. So that's what you're about to see. Enjoy.
Okay. So the first thing we wanted to ask you is just, do you feel like WeWork benefits you in any way? Like, how do you like the building? You know, do you have any complaints? How do you feel about us in general?
Sure. So I think that WeWork is amazing because it's, you know, like-minded people, and it's a place to come and work and ideate and be around entrepreneurs and business people. But what I think is most special about WeWork is the fact that so many different kinds of people are under one roof. And you know, normally when you think about an office, everyone's basically working in the same company. So yeah. I found to be most enjoyable is getting to know what other people are up to, but mostly just having a space that you can come to that you know you're going to be able to work, create, and be welcomed by amazing people like you.
Oh, thank you. So you feel like it's giving you what you were looking for, what you need for what you're doing right now?
Yeah, totally. I've been a WeWork member, and this is actually my third location. Okay. So I had an office on 85 Broad Street in Manhattan, and then in Medellin, Colombia.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Then, yeah, so I'm an international.
Colombia.
Ooh, very cool.
The WeWork in Colombia is the best WeWork I've ever been to. Like, I'm sure. Literally has views.
It's actually ours.
I love you guys. The building itself is just crazy.
Wow, that's so cool. I would love to see work in other countries. I feel like it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So we also would love to know just more about you, what you do. We know you're an entrepreneur, but yeah.
And Brian Rashid Global as a
yes.
whole.
Yeah. So Brian Rashid Global is a marketing and communications and branding company. So we work with a bunch of different kinds of big people, whether it be big businesses, mm-hmm. Individual entrepreneurs, and then small businesses. And I always say in a line, what we do is help people tell stories that sell. So we all live with something inside of us that we believe in, and whether that be you as an individual, or you as a CEO of a company, or whether it be WeWork, or whether it be whatever the case may be, we all live with something inside of us, and we want to get that out, and we want to sell it, or we want to promote it, or we want to make the world better because of it. But the way to do that now is to get clear on what it is that you do, what it is that you offer, and then how can we get that out into the world in an exciting way. So what we do is we help you figure out that thing that you care about. How do you create content around it so that you tell that story in a digital world? Mm-hmm. And then how do you get that content out in front of the right people?
That's amazing. So how did you like start this?
So I have always loved words. I went to law school here in New York, and then I worked for Mike Bloomberg when he was mayor of New York City. I was a speechwriter in his administration.
That's insane.
Yeah, you just like know as like the guy that comes in. It's like, hey. And then 7 years ago, I left Bloomberg's administration and moved to San Francisco, where I started this business. And initially, it was sort of public speaking, helping executives with public speaking, and helping people think through their messaging. And then people liked my ideas, so they would say, I love that idea, can you do that? So I'd give them ideas about how to tell stories around different products or services or ideas or projects, and they'd be like, can you help us actually create that video, or can you help us create that podcast, or can you help us create that thing that you tell us to do? So then we started growing into more of a creative agency, where we have literally people all over the world, living from Colombia to Guatemala to California to New York, creatives who make things happen. And that was 7 years ago. And then from there, it's just grown and grown and grown. And then I get invited to give speeches about personal branding, about making money doing what you love. And I do that internationally as well as here in the US. Wow. There's a lot going on. And then we started 2 years ago, well, actually 18 months ago, a project called Uniting the Americas, Unindo Las Americas. That's actually right. What you guys came to.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which was amazing that you came to that. Which
thanks
is,
for inviting us.
Yeah, we're happy we did.
Yeah, seriously.
Awesome. Which is connecting Latin American entrepreneurs and innovators to international connections and venture capital. So, actually this year Dominicans won. Dominicana. So those are the things that, yeah. So tell us Dominicana. Those are the things that we're up to.
That's
so
amazing.
When you say you help with branding and digitalizing content and all that, would you say it's based around solely videos and podcasts, or would it be like more advertising, other ways that social media help?
Yeah, so mostly we do video and podcasting. We do some written stuff, some placement in different media, but mostly the way that kind of media is set up right now, the way to get your message out there is on social media. And there are there's always sort of new ways, like Instagram, I don't even know if you guys know this, but like Instagram story ads are super productive right now. Like I'm watching Chantel's story, I'm watching Nicole's story, and then before I get to Matt's story, WeWork pops up an ad and says, like, do you need more workspace?
Yeah.
I'm not following WeWork, for example, but WeWork has targeted me as someone that is interested in this kind of space.
Yeah.
Those convert really well. That's a great tool. Doing ads on other people's podcasts. So, like, if a podcast has 1,000 listeners per episode or 10,000 listeners per episode and they're all entrepreneurial, then WeWork might want to put an ad on the podcast. This podcast is brought to you by WeWork. That's a kind of a white space that a lot of people are missing right now that is very productive. So these are kinds of ideas, but you have to have, you know, I always say, like, when you meet somebody and you have a great first conversation, right? If the next time that you see each other, there's nothing to talk about, you're probably not gonna keep hanging out. So if you and I hang out right now, we have a great conversation, I'm considering doing business with you, and then I get online and I see nothing, I'm gonna be a little bit more skeptical. So the reason that I'm so passionate about people building brands is because the first touch is important and I get a good vibe from you, I like you, cool. Now what happens? Now I go online and I need to see something, whether it be articles or videos or podcasts. So what we try to do is like, create that credibility story storm, as I call it, around people or brands.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow, it's just so crazy how life works, because I feel like I'm looking at you like, oh, you're kind of a genius.
Oh,
and I'm
funny.
Like, what will I do? You know, so it's kind of weird to like,
what will we do?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk about that. So you guys are pretty young, like in their early 20s, working here. We work, doing a great job. My advice is always the same, because I speak for university students, I speak to young professionals. My advice is always the same, which is think about the thing that you love to do, like, a lot, and do as much of it as you can. And that doesn't mean that you have to leave WeWork and like start your own thing tomorrow. I actually think that is something that people kind of irrationally decide, like, I don't know, like, what do you want to do? Like, what would you love to do?
I think you're asking the wrong person.
What would you
thank
love
you, Nicole.
To
do? Yeah.
Why, you want to do a lot of things?
Well, because I started on a path of what I thought I wanted to do and then let it go like a couple months ago. So now WeWork is like a new thing to me and I've been loving it, and there's so many places to go inside of WeWork.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the end goal is here.
Yeah.
You know?
So the cool thing is you're, what, 24?
Yeah.
You're 24. So I think that anyone that's watching this 24, listening this 24, you guys that are 24, you're even younger than that, is there's a couple of different things. Like, it's a great strategy to have a good job where you have access to a lot of people like this.
WeWork.
Right?
Yeah.
And then
it's one of my favorite things about it.
Yeah, and then talk to people like this and then get more exposure. That's the first thing. The second thing is, like, go and do things that you think you're passionate about after 6 p.m. when you leave here, or on the weekends when you're not working here. And what you'll find is you'd see that this, you know, idea of, people always say, like, monetize your passion, and what you might find is you don't really want to monetize it. Like, you love riding bikes, but you want to keep that kind of sacred. You just want to ride a bike and get off the bike and then come back to work. Yeah. So I think that the more time you can put into something, the more you'll actually have a genuine understanding of, is this something that I would want to do for 60 hours a week mm-hmm. or not? And what most people find is they think it is, and they, like, I thought maybe I wanted to be a lawyer, and then I got an internship at a law firm for 20 hours a week, and I was like, hell's no.
So that's how it, you
yeah.
like, no.
And I think like doing more of that when you're in your 20s, like trying a bunch of different things mm-hmm. and whether it be a weekend or a night, or, and then you'll find like, I can't stop thinking about this thing and I want to keep doing it. You come home after you're writing more about it. And then that's probably a good sign that you should probably pursue that more. But what happens a lot of times is people will leave something that is going pretty well mm-hmm. to start their passion thing that then adds a tremendous amount of stress onto their lives. And then you don't even enjoy the thing that you were passionate about in the first place. I'm a pretty big fan of, like, get all your bills taken care of mm-hmm. in your 20s, like basic bills. And then do the thing that you love to do as much as you possibly can. Or the other thing you could do is just do the thing that you love with everything you can, but just know that you have to make some sacrifices, which means you have to have a bunch of roommates maybe, and maybe you have to live in kind of a crappier part of town, and maybe you'll have to cook all your own food and there's no dinners out. Mm-hmm. I lived that lifestyle for like the first 2 years of my business. No meals out. Everything was budgeted. Everything was Trader Joe's, like $3.99 meals, like everything. So that's also possible.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's definitely a, like, on how much time you're willing to put into it and how much you're willing to sacrifice to get to where you want to be.
Yeah. And then also this, don't be scared if that thing that you love changes a bunch of times.
It's scary when it happens.
But don't be scared.
Like, yeah. It's, I mean, like, I left it and I was like, yeah.
And that's why I think something like WeWork, for example, is a great place mm-hmm. for the curious. Because you can meet all these members, you can interact with them, you can ask them what they're up to. If something interests them, do this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is good for WeWork too. Like, WeWork neat. Like, this is good. Everybody wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Even WeWork as a whole, personally, I feel like, just being here for the summer, it benefits me, because even if I don't want to do exactly what I'm doing forever, there's so many departments within WeWork, totally. And I feel like you can make those connections and then do what you want to do and still be in a company like WeWork that's such an amazing company, and you don't want to leave the people.
And forever,
you don't have to.
Totally, and forever is such a myth. Like, forever means nothing.
Yeah.
Forever means nothing. I have no idea what I'm going to do forever. I love what I do right now so much. Next year I could change and do something completely different. Mm-hmm. But I think not judging your own curiosity, I think is really cool. Like, everybody's gonna wanna, and this is something that I've experienced, everybody's gonna wanna put you in a box. Everybody.
Yeah, so true.
And the hardest thing, the thing that I think I'm most proud of myself is, I've never let anyone put me in a box professionally. And people give me a hard time, like, are you doing the United of the Americas? Are you doing the brand agency? Are you speaking? Are you writing? Are you vegan? Are you, like all that, because I do a lot of vegan
activism.
Everything.
You can do everything.
And that's exactly right. You can do everything. So what I'd say is, think strategically about, if you want to go on your own at some point, think strategically about how you can keep the umbrella of what you do pretty broad. Like, I help people with personal brand. That's my thing. And that can look a whole bunch of ways. I can do it as a conference. I can do it as a conference giver. I can do it as a person that finds cool Latin American brands and helps them build it. Mm-hmm. I can do it as a branding agency in New York City. I can write about it. I can brand vegan companies because I'm passionate about veganism. Like, but that doesn't, you know, the top thing of branding mm-hmm. is still consistent. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. I think people try to put themselves into a box too quickly, and that's where they start to get stressed out about the fact that it's like, oh, but now I just want to write about cell phones, and before I was just doing WeWork tours. So how does that connect?
Yeah.
And then that's where they get stressed out about, like, it's too different. Mm-hmm. But if you keep your thing pretty broad, your umbrella broad, then you can do a bunch of things underneath it. And you don't seem so scattered, even though you might feel dynamic.
Yeah.
You don't seem to the outside world that's desperate to put you in a box so unfocused.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Seriously. Should have heard this